Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, it's not out of the ordinary to have many different ministries functioning at the same time at our church in Hope, Arkansas. There's one night that stands out in my mind when our music ministry was putting on a community event, singing hymns and songs, and there were people playing and singing, videoing, doing the audio and the lights, directing, praying, inviting, serving others. But you know what else was going on that particular night? Basketball ministry, where people were cooking, fellowshipping, discipling, and mentoring. And then our school at our church had a ball game where some of our people were coaching and parenting and driving. All of it oneness, and all of it oneness because God put those ministries within our church. All of those ministries are not necessary for the church to exist, but God put those ministries within our church as forms of planting, watering, and nourishing. All important, and all of them require servants. As one pastor put it, if God has called you to be a missionary, do not stoop to become a king. We can take that and adjust it accordingly. If God has called you to be the third grade Sunday school teacher, don't stoop to be a king. If He's called you to work in youth ministry, it's important. Whatever and wherever God has called you to serve, that's the most important place that you can be. Will other ministries be broader in their impact? Will they be more front and center? Well, maybe, but it doesn't make the shadow work any less important to the oneness of your church. Paul wrote it this way, "He who plants and he who waters are one." Today when you pray, please pray for Tyler and Emily Brantley, our missionaries in Argentina. And also remember the Hey Hey Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.